Oh my god, I'm late! I gotta record something quick! Subscribe to the Patreon! Patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both the podcast Written and Paleobites, except not really, it's just Paleobites. I'm wasting time! Okay. What are we talking about this week? We're talking about Primal Rage! Primal Rage is pretty cool. It's a big arcade game with farting apes and lightning-themed dragon dinosaur things. Pretty cool. Links in the description. Have a good day! I'm late for a very important date!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that, like the roar of a Tyrannosaurus, hurts to hear and kind of stinks. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, back on her feet after enduring the sickness and therefore having me have to invite those blasted Deepa Pierre brothers last week. I'm saying it like I'm blaming you. It's not your fault. It's not like you chose to get sick. Anyways, but yeah, you're back. And yay, and everything's better. It's Christina Eilert. How are you?
Yay, hi. I'm good.
That's good. Are you feeling great? Feeling pumped? You feeling ready to talk about some dinosaurs?
I mean, I'm like close to normal, but as normal as I could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean,
not very normal.
As normal as us normies. I was actually at work the other day, and I was mentioning, like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't sleep well last night, so I'm kind of out of it today. I took the wrong medication.
Oh.
And someone was like, oh, well, I don't have to worry about it. I was like, do you take any meds? He's like, no. And I'm like, oh, you normie.
Yeah. That's just, like, a weird thing for me. It's good. It's better that way, I suppose, but.
Oh, yeah. No, I would love to not have to have my chemicals in my brain require outside stimulus to function, basically, at all.
Would be great.
Would be great, wouldn't it? But alas, here we are. Let's talk about this very personal detail in this public sphere. What antidepressants do you take? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, I don't take any more. I was taking one, and it was actually working really well. And then, maybe this is too TMI.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, I couldn't have an orgasm. And to me, I would rather be depressed and having orgasms than slightly happier and not having orgasms.
You know, actually, a friend...
Apparently, it's very common with antidepressants, which is sad.
Yeah, no, a friend of mine that I used to date, she said that she stopped taking her antidepressants because it ruined her sex drive. And she was like, I like having a sex drive. I'd rather have sex than be not depressed.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, as someone...
we're going into the weeds now.
We're going into the weeds now, the personal gain. And this is my podcast. I feel comfortable sharing this as someone who has gotten into the sex game lately.
Hey.
Yes, that's right. People who listen to me, it's like, oh, he has a paleontology podcast, writes a book about dinosaurs and laser guns. Guess what? I'm not a virgin.
They're like, he must be a virgin. He must
and
be.
You would be right for most of the time. But no, I'm not a virgin.
I've seen the girlfriend. She is real.
She is real. Yeah, no, I get it. So, yep. Anyways, yep. On that very lovely, very personal note.
Returning from the tangent. Who are we talking about today other than me and my orgasms?
Your orgasms and my orgasms, too, apparently, if we're talking about, like...
I mean, we have a kind of sexualized creature.
I guess that's true. Okay, here we go. This is the dinosaur-related question. if any dinosaur could make you orgasm.
Oh, no.
Okay, but doesn't that say for doesn't that be for a sexual reason? Which one and why? Answer this very personal.
Would like a Neanderthal count? Because I'm just not into the animal thing.
I'm not into an animal either.
It freaks me out.
But see, this is what I was going to say would be like... would be like the Microraptor, but not, again, not necessarily the Microraptor itself. Remember we were talking about, and we'll talk about this later when we get to this episode,
jeez,
about the big titty goth girls.
Yeah, true.
So like, if I saw a big titty goth girl, and then I'm like, oh, you're pretty hot, and then they had a Microraptor on their shoulder, I'm like, oh man, that might be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Okay, so it's not necessarily the animal that's like... giving you,
yes,
it's like okay.
That's what I mean.
Better.
So anyway.
Oh, okay, I took that the wrong way.
No. I mean, look. To be fair, well, how else could you realistically take that? But yeah, I meant more like
a theoretical, emotional thing. I don't know. Anyway.
How about, like, well, if like, a T-Rex is chasing you, or, like, a T-Rex is on a rampage, and it's going from house to house, and then you know it's coming to your house soon. It's like, well, I guess we're going to die now. We must have sex one last time! In some way, couldn't you say that T-Rex made you orgasm?
Yeah, that's right. That's fair.
What is up with this show? Anyways, yeah. I gave two examples. If you want those, could be the two. You don't have to have one if you.
You have all the weirdos on your show. That's why. I don't really have an answer.
Okay, well, I gave up two, so it was one for each of
all
us.
All right, good.
Fair enough. Look, not all the questions can be winners. In fact, I'd wager most of them are losers.
Like, just like us.
Like an extinct animal. And speaking of which, we're talking about Brontomyris. Speaking of orgasm.
Oh my god. If you're into, you know, thick, thigh brows.
Thick thigh brows?
Have you not heard of thigh brows?
What are thigh brows? Oh, is that hair on the thighs?
No. Okay, it's so much better than that. Like, I love thigh brows.
I was just imagining butt cheeks, but with, like, hair on top of
me.
I was like, that's when I heard thigh. thigh brow?
That's a logical, like, next thought. But so thigh brows, like, when somebody sits, it's where, like, their, like, I don't know, stomach and their leg meet, and there's that crease.
Oh.
And, like, people who are, like, a little bit thicker maybe have more of a thigh brow. And I really like thigh brows. I'm like, because it means there's something, like, on the side to grab onto. I feel like thigh brows are, like, a very underrated part of the body.
Okay. Okay, anyways.
You like chubby people.
I mean, look, it's nice to get some weight on some ladies.
I spent way too much time on Urban Dictionary today.
Yeah, thigh brow. See, the brows part is the part that just throws me. Because when I think of brows, I think of the hair.
Yeah.
But I guess that's... I know it's like this whole thing is your brow.
Oh,
but,
true. And people like raise
their
eyebrows.
That's your forehead. Like, yeah. Also, like, this is raising your brow regardless if you have...
Maybe that's where, I don't know where it came from.
Anyways, we're talking about Brontomyris. It means thunder thighs. That's why I'm bringing this up.
It relates, we swear.
Type Camarasaurid, a group of long-necked dinosaurs that aren't as tall as Brachiosaurus or as long as Apatosaurus, but boy, are they hardy and stocky. Like a short, thick girl.
I know, I'm like, does not apply to me, but I like the description.
Size 46 feet/14 meters long, 10 to 15 tons.
Jeez.
I mean, that seems big, but also, if you know some of these other long necks, that's actually quite little.
Oh.
Like, 46 feet, that's like that's about the length of a T-Rex.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little bit longer, teeny bit longer.
How big do they get?
I mean, Apatosaurus is 70 feet.
Oh, wow,
and then
okay.
Diplodocus is like 90 to 100 feet.
Whoa.
And then some of the, like, for a little while, we thought Amphicelius was like 200 feet long.
Wait, are you telling me that dinosaur is, like, longer than your apartment complex?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But, okay, to be fair, Amphicelius we now think was like 90 feet. It was like, but like, some of the longest ones we think were about 120 feet long.
That's still a very big animal.
It is. Diet herbivore, time early Cretaceous, 120 to 105 million years ago. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's kind of a winner in that regard, not a loser, because it lasted 15 million years. That's pretty long. Longer than we'll last. 100,000-year-old creatures that are going to die out in the next 100 years.
Oh, no. Well, probably. I'll be dead, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, look, even if we make it longer than 100 years, which we probably will, we're actually pretty good at solving problems, I doubt we'll make it 15 million more.
No, no.
But maybe you'll surprise us, humanity. I'm a cynic in that regard.
Look to the children. Help us, children.
The children that we're not having because the world sucks.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
Anyways, location Utah. Described in 2011, pop culture appearances featured in the vast majority of porn searches where people search thick or booty.
Oh my god, I didn't read what you had written yet.
Because there's no pop culture references for this thing. Okay, so once again, we have a creature whose name is clearly another bout of paleontologists having a grand old time, and thankfully it coincides with Paleobites Bronto Month, so here we are, and this is actually the last one of Bronto Month, so yay, hope you enjoyed. You began and ended Bronto Month, Christina.
Oh, look at that.
Because the first one we did was Bronto Scorpio, and that was you.
I do like bookend things,
Yeah, bookends are great. So, Brontomyris was a Camarasaurid, maybe. I'll get into, like, That's the thing. Like, it might not be valid. We don't know.
Okay.
And also, like, it could be, like, the placement of it is confusing. Because, like, the Camarasaurids sort of evolved into another group of long-necked dinosaurs called the Titanosaurids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not sure exactly where in this that place. Because, like, figuring out, like, the family tree of a of a piece-by-piece thing that's always incomplete.
Yeah,
it's very
true.
Tricky.
True.
Paleontology is constantly, like, putting together a puzzle where 90% of the pieces are missing. Like,
I'm out.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
So
I'm a completionist. It would drive me crazy.
You know about 95% of dinosaurs we will never, ever know about because they just never fossilized.
I'm already depressed.
I know. We go back in time. People always forget, when you go back in time and you see dinosaurs, they're not going to see just the ones that you know. The vast majority of them are ones we don't know.
Just me, like, looking around with your mouth open.
It's like, what's this one? What's this one? What's this one? In fact, a lot of times, like, I've wondered for my Megazoic books, if I ever do that, I could just make up a species.
Yeah.
And no one would be able to assume otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it wasn't too outlandish. I don't know. Maybe I could, like, make up one that, like, fits together a puzzle piece again.
Ooh, that would be really cool,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. So, anyway, so. Speculative evolutionary biologists. Speculative evolution is a common thing on YouTube and Reddit or whatever. Get on that! Put together the pieces! Anyways, the Camarasaurids were a group of stocky sauropods that weren't as spectacular as other sauropods, like Diplodocus for horizontality and Giraffatitan for verticality. But man, were they efficient. So efficient, the fact that, like I said, part of their lineage evolved into Titanosaurs, the dominant sauropod group of the Cretaceous that includes such wonders as the armored Saltosaurus, the gigantic Patagotitan, the majestic Dreadnoughtus, and the Argentinian Argentinosaurus. Come to think of it, though, all these dinosaurs are from Argentina, not just the latter one, but there are many other places as well. Brontomerus is most known for, you guessed it, its gigantic thighs. So, what do you think about that, huh?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there's more to this dinosaur than its thighs. But when you do look into the dinosaur, there's not very much more going on than its thighs.
Yeah, like...
objectifying it pretty hardcore.
That's true. Well, I do like me some good thighs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a thigh guy. I'm also a breast guy.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I like giant, juicy breasts.
Oh, God.
I should specify I'm talking about eating chicken. Chicken breasts and thighs. What do you think I was talking about? Get your butt out of the gutter.
Know.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Chicken breasts and thighs are good.
Yeah.
Anyways, also.
I'm mainly vegan, so.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yes. That got awkward real quick. Wait, just awkwardly silent. It's like, oh, I like this juicy meat. Huh? Well, I'm vegan, so. Okay.
Yep, leave it up to me to just be like, what?
Just kill the mood.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're not on antidepressants.
I guess that's true. My apologies. Paleontologists think that Brontomerus used its thighs to traverse more mountainous terrain or potentially kick any theropod ne'er-do-wells in the face.
Which is pretty bad. Like, that's badass.
Speaking of that ass.
Oh, jeez.
I imagine this thing with, like, a bubble butt. And even though, again, it has a tail, so, like, the cheeks are just kind of poking up above.
Yeah.
When
you see some of those, like, there's even certain kinds of cars where if you look at them from the back, it just, like, this voluptuous, like, curve on the sides.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I'm picturing this.
You know, you imagine, like, a person with a pretty bulbous, a bulbous posterior when they're lying down on their stomach.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know how high it goes up?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but since it's a long-necked dinosaur, that's just always up.
Aww.
Like, and again, there's a tail coming up on.
I understand, because both of my female bunnies, actually, when they lay down, they've got, like, a poppin' booty. Like, they have a little butt sticking up there that's really cute.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at you, girls.
Anyways, as we're objectifying this reptile, what do you got to say?
Next step, weird bunny comments. Anyway, so this... Speaking of it going across mountainous terrain, like, it basically had dinosaur four-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading about this. Yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently, that makes it, like, the newest member of the Marseille football team in France. The proud owner of the largest leg muscle of any theropod, a vastly oversized bird-slash-horse-like defender of its young, a grumpy guy-girl creature...
Yeah, so, wow, largest leg muscles of any sauropod. That's actually pretty impressive, again, considering what I was saying earlier was like it's not the tallest or the longest, but it's got those big thighs.
Yeah, I mean it can climb some mountains.
Thunderous thighs, real walnut crushers.
Oh my god! Like, so it sounds like the Brontomerus fits all these bills. The major thing that this dinosaur is capable of are the things that it can do with its hips and legs.
Yeah.
Basically, scientists are really stoked about how big and powerful the hip muscles must be.
Yeah.
They're bum, if we dare say such a thing. I think we've already said worse things than that. So, but I did come across this really super cute cartoon It displayed how a living and apparently English-speaking Brontomyris learns that it has been called Thunder Thighs, and it's just not the most pleased dinosaur.
Oh, it's not. It doesn't like its Thunder Thighs.
No.
It's insecure about it. Remember those old-timey machines? Have you seen footage of it where it's just that thing where a woman just stands it and this thing is just constantly just rubs on their butt? You know?
No.
You know those things where it's just like... It's like a motorized thing that they put. It's just
like a massager.
But yeah, but it's meant to kind of make it smaller.
Is it the thing it that like work. Shimmies?
Yeah, it shimmies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't work.
Like, shake it was your fat just away.
Pseudoscience, like 30s and 40s pseudoscience, but
you know, I'm sure that technology applies to something else as like.
I mean,
I don't know, a benefit.
I get that, but like. I don't know. I mean, look, you know, I understand some people, like, don't like their bodies, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It is what it is. There goes me killing the mood.
I mean, yeah.
I don't really like my body too much, so, I mean, I think I'm too big, but...
I mean...
But I just can't help it. I love food.
Yeah.
Like, food is good. After a long, stressful day, I like to not stress about food.
It's like that greater than less than symbol, and it's like, enjoying food is just better than, like... worrying about how your body looks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, like, since I do a lot of modeling, I feel like my body is, like, constantly in the gaze of the public, and really any person who has any feelings whatsoever, I don't think that I would take very kindly to the description.
You don't want to be called thunder thighs.
No. Yeah. I mean, I do think that there are categories of people who would enjoy that. Like.
Lizzo!
Yeah! Roller derby queens, professional weightlifters, my Flemish giant, Lily, as I talked to her in her baby voice.
Yes.
Who's my little girl with the thunder thighs? You are. Yes, you. My big, beautiful baby.
So basically what we've established about Brontomyris is that this is the peach emoji in dinosaur form.
It is, for sure. So after analyzing the bones and muscles, scientists believe that it made the Brontomyris capable of trekking across hills in what they described as an ancient safari-like experience.
Yeah.
It would defend itself and its young against predators like the Utah raptor by thrashing out its legs.
Yes.
But it has been the brunt of, like, literally all the leg and kicking jokes that exist. Oh, like, yes.
Paleontologists love their puns.
I did not realize, but they are, like, really out of control them. Oh, my gosh.
You know, the only group of people that loves puns more than paleontologists are box office news analysts.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, as we're recording this episode, actually, right when it comes out, which rarely happens for this show, so Black Adam comes out. He's got, like, lightning powers and all that stuff. The Rock's latest superhero movie featuring The Rock or whatever.
Oh, what?
And so, since he's got lightning powers... It's like Black Adam zaps its way into the box office. Or like Jurassic World Dominion roars at the top of the box office, stomps the competition.
Would you like to hear what they are for Brontomyris?
Yes.
All right. We have cute jokes such as, it punts its threats, kicks its way onto the dinosaur scene, stomps its way out of a jam.
Oh, okay. Those are pretty good. Brontomyris stomps the competition. It's got a leg up on its forebears.
Oh, my God. Like, that may not be the biggest, but it certainly has the biggest thighs.
What a thunderous occasion.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, okay, so just because they have tiny brains, are wary of predators, these sauropods get called ill-tempered, which I like, Lord Almighty. Like, I think this might be the most bullied animal that we have seen so far.
I'm not bullied. I like this one. I'm not bullying. I like me some booty.
Well, while we're on the name-calling train, I thought we could end the episode with a list of creative ways to say Thunder Thigh.
Okay, so this is the alternative names for Brontomyris.
I, for one, much prefer to have a thick partner, so... All right, you want to, like, take turns on the list?
Okay, so, I think we should have, like, a beat going on, like...
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, I'll just add that into the whole thing.
Okay.
So, juicy double.
Shapely.
Apple bottom.
Badonkadonk.
Bubble butts.
Derriere.
Fanny.
Glutes.
Moneymaker.
Hiney.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Patootie.
Tuckus.
Caboose.
Junk in the trunk.
And thick thighs save lives. Y'all have a great day.
God.
Did you have anything else to add on to that?
You know, this show is just be the butt of so many jokes, don't you think? Gosh. We're really making asses out of ourselves.
Yep. I'm not good with the dad jokes. I'm just going to like let the spotlight be on you.
Let's see.
Where's Jake when you
We're just taking a dump on the science of paleontology. Even though some might think of us as a bit cheeky, we are just absolute... Let's rate Bronomir's 1 out of 65 million. Shall
Yay,
we?
Let's do it.
I'm going to rate it 30 million because 3 is butt.
Ooh, okay, that's very smart. Like,
except, no, 30... Because I can't do 33 million because that's a butt on a butt. So what would be a butt? What's a C? 13 million because...
Oh, there you go.
13,
okay.
Even though I think it deserves better than 13 million, it's got to be at the butt.
I mean, what about like an 8? An 8 is kind
but
of
then
like
it's like
butt.
A double-sided butt.
Yeah. It's like the cheek side by side. If you turn an 8 on its side,
oh, I guess that's
it's like
true.
Two little cheeks.
But then also, the scale doesn't go that high. It goes to 65 million, remember?
Yeah, but I don't follow your rules.
No one follows the rules. So... I don't follow my rules.
Yeah, let's go with 80, because that's kind of butt.
Yeah.
A butt-like.
A butt, and then a paunch.
It's like a butt from the top down? I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
Okay, I'm just okay, well, if we're not following the scale, I'm just going to write this... 2 peach emojis.
Yay! I like
calling you out, Laura Owsley, you know, the one who always breaks the rating scale.
Yeah, I like the peaches. Peach, peach.
This episode was barely about paleontology. That's the show in a nutshell.
That was literally all the information I could find about that dinosaur. Like, it was very sparse.
Yeah.
So,
well, again, it might be considered dubious now, so I don't know. Who knows? 2 dubious ones in a row. There's not a lot of Bronto in... paleontology world. In fact, these 4 episodes of Bronto Month are literally the only 4 valid ones, and one of them is actually not valid at all. So, and this other one might not be either. So,
I mean, I feel like that word just describes me in general.
Not valid?
Oh, no, dubious.
Dubious. Oh, okay.
I had to think that over for a second. Not valid? I was like, well, maybe.
I'll tell you what's dubious is my insurance signatures. I'm sorry, what? I didn't say anything. Anyways.
What?
They're not faked at all. No.
Oh, God.
You know, what's dubious is my bachelor's degree, right?
Oh, yeah. Also, I watch a lot of true crime podcasts, and you never want to admit your crimes, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah.
I totally shoplifted that melon.
Oh, no. I put it under my shirt like a pregnant lady.
Yes.
And I walked out the door.
I put it in my butt.
They're like, oh, no.
And people looked at me like, yeah, what are you looking at?
Oh. Again, when you said in my butt, I...
No, I didn't shove it. Oh. I put it on my butt.
Okay.
Not
I
in
it,
my butt.
I put it in my pants, but not inside of me.
In my pants, on my butt.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my god.
That's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show and contact me at mattd@methadoncreator.com for any questions to any of the co-hosts. You can find me on social media at methadoncreator on Facebook, at methadon64 on Twitter, and anywhere else. Like pretty much it's just methadoncreator on Facebook and methadon64 everywhere else. So Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You want to see some real butts? Go on there. Either like on the thirst traps or people just making butts out of themselves.
I was going to say you could see a cockatiel tail.
Oh, that's
true. TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That little girl waving her butt around.
She's laying eggs right now, so she's pretty sensitive about her butt.
I mean, yeah.
Anyways, all right. So, I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. No Brontomyras in it because I didn't know about this creature.
Until more recently. There you go.
But you know, we never know. But I mean, for all I know, I could have thrown one in there. Like, I sometimes surprise myself when it's like, when reading through, it's like when I have like a crowd of dinosaurs, I'm like, oh, where'd that come from? How'd I know about that one?
I mean, you can list all the dinosaurs like by the alphabet, like so.
Not all the dinosaurs,
but all the dinosaurs A through Z. You could list every letter.
I could list every letter,
which is pretty cool.
Some of them took me a bit, like a Jabaria. Q is there's Chinsaurus, and Quantasaurus.
See.
X. There's quite a few X's. Sean Honosaurus. You and I did an episode on that one.
Oh, that's true.
And Xenoposeidon. And, yeah. Anyways. Zygongosaurus. Zephyrosaurus. Zuniceratops. I don't have any other Z ones. I'm sure
still
I can
pretty
more.
Good.
Yeah.
And as far as I go, just don't even acknowledge me.
Well, that in terms of looking for you on Instagram.
I don't exist.
You don't exist.
People acknowledging that I exist, I wake up and I'm just like, what?
Just like, I'd prefer it if I just was invisible throughout life.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're a model.
I don't know how that works, but here you are. every now and then I come out of the clouds and I'm like, I'm hot. And then I
then you go back into the clouds and it's like,
it's like that, look at me. It's like that Homer Simpsons gif. Oh, yeah, or where GIF. He just like absorbs back into the bush. Yeah, that's
GIF
really
and GIF. I love that.
Yeah.
It's sort of like how...
Well, the creator calls it GIF. Well, the person who invented them calls it GIF.
But it's short for graphics.
I know.
Like, I saw, speaking of dinosaurs, someone posted on Twitter, like, how do you pronounce the G in Giganotosaurus? I always say Giganotosaurus or Giganotosaurus, but like, Jurassic World Dominion, there was a Giganotosaurus, and it said Giganotosaurus. Mm. But I always said Giganotosaurus because it's like gigantic, whatever. Mm. One of the comments said, it's pronounced like the G in GIF, which I thought was very funny. Because, again, on a written format. Like,
it could go either way.
It could go either way. Like,
you really solved that question, didn't you?
Anyways. All right. So so that's where you can find Christina Nowhere.
Yep.
I have another podcast called The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing, or talked about writing, I should say.
Including me.
Yep, you as well. So sometimes three twits.
Yeah.
Still on a definite hiatus. Who knows when it's coming back? Eventually, one of these days.
Yeah.
If you want quality content about as good as this, go check about 150 episodes of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get.